1 o'clock hour here. It's the Fan Club on a Friday. Cody just got back. We just got back. We had a, I don't know how long that music was playing, Drew. Hopefully not too long.
About 10 seconds. It's okay.
Okay. All right. We, you know, it takes the time to order a drink or two.
It's a little bit of a walk down.
I had to get a drink for our guy, Mark McMillan, who was nice enough to come up here. So I had to make sure we got him taken care of, enjoy the scenery. He's loving the scenery as well.
He asked if we're hiring. He's like, I got to get your old job. You know, hiring? He just sees us, like, sitting around at 11 o'clock on a Friday with a cocktail by the pool. I'm like, yeah. I wouldn't say every day's like that. But at least today is gold, so, you know, we got to be feeling pretty good.
I also just pulled up the text line. Oh, boy.
How is it?
During the break.
Whew. Am I still getting...
They said that comment from Drew was insane.
Someone said that was the most Drew sense you've said. Yeah. It is close. Somebody said
that made me really uncomfortable.
Someone says RISP. Drew, that is totally a t-shirt.
Results? Well, you know what? I don't know.
No longer means runners in scoring position on this.
I wonder if I should play it again. There's a greater chance that it does result in some pleasure.
A greater chance. Oh man, that's so good.
There's a greater chance. I'm just saying.
Oh, it is a Fan Club Friday. Hopefully, you guys are having a good Friday afternoon. Maybe you're getting out of work a little early. Maybe because you're heading to the airport. You're going to join us in Las Vegas. We had a text from somebody. I don't know what 20 minutes ago. They said, I land at 10 o'clock tonight. What are you guys doing? Well, the happy hour will be over, but we're in town all weekend. Tomorrow's a great college football slate. We were talking about K-State and KU, of course, Missouri and Alabama. So we'll be here through the weekend. I'll be here through Sunday as well. And then we're obviously back Monday doing the show in Kansas City. But, yeah, we hope to see you at the party tonight. But if not, we'll be around. Hit us up on social media, at Cody B. Tapp, at Alex Gold. We'll see if we can find you guys around. We'll be around circa, I'll tell you that. There's no reason for me to leave except for the Golden Knights game this afternoon. I think we're going to go check that out after the show. It's a rare 3 o'clock Vegas time hockey game, so that works out nicely.
I did try. I tried to ask some of the higher, like, hey, you got any tickets? You know, just seeing.
Oh, tickets aren't expensive. We're good.
Well, you know, got to try, you know. Work an angle here, if you will, Gold.
Yeah, we'll get it. I'm not worried about it.
I'm feeling good. You've been to a Golden Knights game. I've never been to a Golden Knights game. You went the last time. Or the first time we were here? Maybe when we
were
here.
Yeah, that's
when
I sat next to that one lady that I lost her business card, which would have been really
helpful right about now, you know?
Yeah. Remember, she was the one that said she would get us into all these events, and you guys were trying to figure out her age and everything.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's who we're talking
about. She was our David and Pedro of the last trip. Every time we're in Vegas, there's some rich benefactor who claims they've got the goods for us. And then we got to figure out. I mean, they're clearly always rich. When Nick and I were in Arizona, those people were buying us sake bombs. We were bonding. We had a moment. They said they were going to get Nick into the Super Bowl. They did not successfully get Nick into the Super Bowl. But they did try, you know, or at least they, I don't know. I don't know if they tried. They just said they would. That's all.
Chiefs, Raiders, Sunday at Arrowhead West, not at Allegiant, at Arrowhead West. Let's talk about what we expect out of one player in particular. We'll give our official game predictions a little bit later on. In the hour, we'll take your predictions as well. We also got a pizza to give away. Let's go ahead and give you it. It's a Friday afternoon anyway. You want a pizza from our friends over at the other place, just be the, let's see, what we think the score is. I'm thinking, be the 10th caller to 913-586-7965. And Drew will hook up the 10th caller with a free pizza.
But you have to say
from our friends over the other place.
And
you have to say that the pizza will be pleasurable. and then you can get the pizza.
Yeah. You have to say that, otherwise he'll just go to caller number 11, you know?
That's right.
All right.
The text line says, Drew, the Cincinnati Bengals season's not going to result in pleasure for you.
Wow.
There's still a possibility.
This is a big swing game for them, honestly. This is a massive swing game for them. They're a favorite. They're at home. They're winning games, finally. That part of it all factors in. For Kansas City, this is just about staying undefeated and sticking it to the team who stuck it to you last December. They're the last team to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs have won 12 games in a row, albeit by small margins in some of those. They've won a Super Bowl. They've beaten really good teams. They beat the Ravens twice, the Bengals twice. They've beaten a lot of good teams over the course of that. The Raiders were the last team to beat them. Isn't that crazy? That was the last team to beat Kansas City.
That is true. I mean, that also just speaks to what this team's been able to accomplish through injuries and everything to get to this point. As far as Sunday goes, I mean, I think everybody is fascinated to see what DeAndre Hopkins looks like in a Chiefs uniform, you know, and I told you, I think expectations should be tempered.
11 catches, 150 yards, two scores,
maybe? That's reasonable, exactly.
That sounds like, you know, if I was limiting what I think he could do.
Fair. Yeah, just something like that. No, I mean, I am excited, though, because I know he's not 2020 D-Hop anymore, but he is one of those players, I'm sure not alone in this, when you watch the NFL and you're a fan of the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins has always been a fun player to watch in his career, whether it was with Houston or in Arizona. And I don't know, it's pretty damn cool that he's going to be in a Chiefs uniform now as a guy that I think will be in the Hall of Fame someday. And so even if he is, you know, 80% of what he was in 2020, that's a hell of a football player. And so the fact that that name is on this team, and look, this isn't like Jerry Rice joining the Seahawks, okay? That's a huge
discredit. He's 31 or 2,
exactly.
Right? He's not 45.
So this is a legit player still. And on Sunday, I want to see what they work in. You know, I'm not expecting 100 yards. That would be incredible. I'll tell you this, on Monday, if we do this show,
that's the lead.
And he finds a way to have 7 catches for 100. Oh, boy.
Well, then everyone's in big trouble.
But I honestly think, give me 3 catches, 40 yards, look impressive, 1 contested catch, and I'll be excited.
I guess, what do you want for the rest of the season? We keep talking about the game. We talked about what we think. We asked the question of who will finish with more receiving yardage, Travis Kelce or DeAndre Hopkins, yesterday. What do you want? How many yards per game is reasonable? Do you think that, like, I got what you paid for? Because I know that this is a move about the postseason, so maybe there is no minimum for you. It can be 200 yards in the regular season, just as long as week one of the postseason shows up. Here comes DeAndre Hopkins.
True.
But what is a reasonable number to think that those postseason numbers are coming? 50 yards a game?
Yeah.
How many games do they have left? 11? So that would be 550 yards the rest of the way. 50 yards a game, feel about right? That would be a number that I would be like, this works. This is working. Because there's no other wide receiver on this team I think is getting 550 yards the rest of the way.
No. No chance.
Not even Xavier Worthy, who has been really, really close to getting
unless you think that the deep connection is just going to start hitting 3 games in a row of hitting on a 55-yard pass, all of a sudden everything changes for Worthy.
Yeah.
They just missed the one last week. That would be the only way you can make the case that Worthy could be
and
in that.
And too, there were pass interference.
But the only high-volume receiver that is active on this team for the foreseeable future is DeAndre Hopkins. That's it. High-volume receiver, other than the tight ends. D-Hop's the only guy that's capable of that. Xavier Worthy could have a 70-yard game or 80-yard game, sure. But he's not getting 6 catches for 70. He's getting 2 or 3 catches plus a run. You know, that's the kind of stuff we're going to see from him, which is fine. DeAndre Hopkins, I'm sorry. He could go and have 7 catches, not this Sunday, but 7 catches and easily get you volume 65 to 80 yards.
I think it's like, it's so funny because the reason why we want to see D-Hop so bad is you and I are in the same boat. This defense is so good now that if with DeAndre Hopkins they find themselves to be the 7th or 8th best offense, they are kind of unbeatable. Like, I know that they can lose, teams lose games, all of those things. But Gold, even without a consistent offense, this is one of the best teams in the league. They're 6-0, and because their defense is so good, if they found their way to being like the 7th best offense, like, that's always what's so funny about this is, like, we don't even know what bad offense looks like. Bad offense over the last couple of years is actually league average offense. We're just spoiled. We don't know what bad offense actually feels like. We're too used to the upper end. If for some reason they get back to 5, 6, 7, something I didn't think we'd say a couple of years ago, 5, 6, 7th best offense, they become incredibly difficult to beat, don't they? Between everything else that we just talked about,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they become like you almost have to have a perfect game in order to get them.
913-586-7965. Jay Southland Tow Service text line here on a Fan Club Friday live from Vegas. It's not often we get fan clubs outside of the building, let alone this is the first fan club from Vegas. We've had some Club 610s in the past, but never a fan club poolside in Vegas. Drinks flowing as well.
I think next time, this could become an annual thing, we don't know. I think next year, if we end up back here for Raiders Week, we got to get a good crowd of listeners here for the fan club on a Friday, fill up the cabana, everybody with a drink in hand, make it the biggest fan club yet, you know?
I'm for that. I know tonight we're going to have a pretty big happy hour here at Circa. That's what's going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of people are flying in this afternoon and flew in last night to make sure they can make it out to that. But yeah. I told you at some point, I don't know, he's arrived. Some of my friends, he's been excited for his radio debut.
Okay. Is that going to happen at 1:30? What time?
We'll wait till 1:30 or so on the last segment of the show. It needs to be at the very end because who knows what he's going to say. I don't know.
Oh, jeez. All right.
You don't trust your own friends?
But basically, after Drew's comment, which I don't think Ryan, who's my friend and our listener, who was here, I don't think he heard what Drew said yet. We'll have to fill him in and get his reaction to it. I can't have him on right after Drew said that.
We have an audience to maintain.
Yeah.
People to keep in the loop.
That's right.
People to pay attention to this show.
Yeah. Someone said if we go next year, they'll be here. Look, depending on the Chiefs-Raiders schedule, you never know. Hopefully more and more people understand how fun it is out here. And again, Circa, I mean, we just showed Mark McMillan around the property. He had never been
here. He may never leave.
He's like, this is amazing. Look, the food's good. The drink's good. The scenery is good. All of it. Talent's very good, too.
You bet on this soccer match?
What's that?
You didn't bet on this random soccer match?
I did not. I don't even know who the hell's playing, man. What is UDI? I don't even know who that is.
UTI?
No,
my gosh.
UDI. Put the drink down.
Sorry.
UDI. Put the drink away. No, I think it's Italian soccer in front of us. Serie A or whatever it is.
Oh, Serie A. Okay. I didn't. You said you were going to put some on the Golden Knights. You said you were going to put some.
Well, yeah, because we're going to go to the Knights game, I think.
Yeah. I didn't know if this was going to be a part of it.
No, I don't even know who's playing. I don't know what game this is. Somebody has a red card. Some team's playing shorthanded. I don't know.
Wow, tough. You know? CAG, is that what that says?
Cagliari is the CAG.
Cagliari, Drew.
Yes.
Look at that poll. Well done.
Cagliari.
Down 2-0.
I guess if we didn't know they were in the Italian league before.
Serie A, yes.
The Italian league was obvious with the A on the top left of the score. Hmm. That part I did pick up on. I know enough to get me by with that. But I want to get back to football for a second. Last night, Thursday Night Football, Rams-Vikings. No, I don't want to talk about the missed face mask
you
call.
Sure?
I want to talk about a guy we've mentioned getting traded. That's DeMarcus Robinson. Someone explain to me why the Rams would even want to trade him. After all this discussion about how the Chiefs should trade for him, sure, DeMarcus Robinson had 2 touchdowns last night. He looks like an improved receiver. The Rams are a game out of first now in the NFC West after the win. They got Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua back healthy, but can they stay healthy? Why would they want to trade? They're in position still in a bad division right now, especially if the Niners lose to the Cowboys on Sunday. So all the talk about D-Rob, are we sure he's actually available?
There's actually no reason why the Rams should not be a playoff team other than the way that they started the season. Kyren Williams is great. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp are great. Puka Nacua 7 for 106 last night. In his first game back, I didn't see that coming. D-Rob had 2 catches, both of which were for touchdowns. Their whole thing, I would say, their only argument is they got like 5 dudes at the bottom part of their wide receiver roster, 3, 4, 5, 6. It seemed like they're maybe the same guy. Like they're different sizes or whatever, but like Tutu Atwell, DeMarcus, like it all just kind of lumps in together where you almost can't use them all. So like I can understand from that, but like why sell at all? Like when you were 2-4, if you lose this game to Minnesota.
Big difference. Yeah. I think it's a whole different conversation.
But now you're 3-4. Now instead of 2-5, you're 3-4. And you're a game back of a playoff spot. And Matt Stafford's still playing great. And the NFC has come back to earth a little bit. Everyone except Detroit, who just lost one of the best players in the entire NFL in Aiden Hutchinson. Hell, the Vikings just lost Christian Darrisaw. Their left tackle is now done for the season. He's going to have season-ending surgery. So, like, the NFL has been very open all year, except for pretty much Detroit and Kansas City. All right, we'll deal with that problem when you get to it. Everyone else is not a world beater, right? Green Bay's really good. Some of the teams who've stood or been in the way, Dallas are down. Like, if I were the Rams, plus, I got Matt Stafford. I'll tear this thing down when he's gone. When Stafford retires, McVay quits, that's when I'll tear the thing down. Until then, you should never be in sell mode in LA, in my opinion. With a 35-year-old Stafford, you should be like the Jets. You should just try to go for it every year.
Yeah, the wide receiver room, when they're healthy, we saw the glimpse last night with Matthew Stafford. Like that's what they're capable of doing. With Sean McVay as a play caller, he's one of the best play callers in football. Kyren Williams, like I think the Rams are very much live. Now, I'm admittedly biased because we all had our preseason, you know, predictions or whatever. And that was a team that I think I had in the AFC, or the NFC title game.
The Rams?
Yeah. So I also just had a much higher view of them when they were healthy. Their issues, they got so many injuries week 1 and 2, and I was like, oh, this thing might be over.
I had NFC North NFC title game.
Okay.
Which looks okay right now.
I had Niners, Rams. and I had Chiefs, Niners in the Super Bowl.
I guess I had Lions, none of things, Packers.
Nothing's eliminated yet, but obviously I don't
Lions,
feel as good.
I had Lions, Packers, and the Lions in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I also had, like, you know, Miami making the postseason, and that sure as hell is not going to happen, so.
Probably not. Probably, although Tua's back. Tua's back on Sunday. Tyreek Hill says it's safe to start him in fantasy football again.
I guess with the DeMarcus Robinson thing is, though, I definitely think they're still planning on spending money. Why did they free up all that cash, Gold, if they're not planning on buying somebody?
Yeah, you're referencing
Juwan Taylor. Or at least they're going to shop.
Yeah, you're referencing Juwan Taylor. They freed up about $5 million. They moved around, converted this into a signing bonus. You don't do that just by accident. I don't know. I'm not saying that means that they have a trade already worked out. But there are sometimes scenarios. We kind of saw this with D-Hop where they already are having conversations. They wait for the weekend to transpire. And then on Monday or Tuesday, we start to see a trade happen. Now, I'm not saying that's Deontay Johnson or Adam Thielen. Both are injured. They're not going to play on Sunday. But I do think something might be in the works before the trade deadline, whether it's a depth piece on the defensive line, a depth piece in the cornerback room, a depth piece in the wide receiver room. $5 million? Maybe there's somebody that's going to take $3 million to make it work. Comes into play. I mean, they always like to have some wiggle room anyway to protect themselves if they need to make another move, even off the street later on in the year, or you elevate
injuries,
guys, you got to start paying more, that kind of stuff.
I think some of it is that, Gold. Some of it is just having the money in case you have to do the little things, like we have to technically pay Justin Ross for a week if he gets called up this week and we activate him for game day. Okay, sure. But some of it is obviously just giving themselves the room to decide this. And if you still look at the wide receiver room, it would take, in my opinion, very little to upgrade that room. Right now, the back end of that room is Justin Ross and his 53 career receiving yards, Gold, and Sky Moore, a guy who just had core muscle surgery, who had like 80 yards, or I don't even have had that, on the season, right? And so upgrading the back end of the wide receiver room, you could do that for a seventh. You could find a guy who has played in this league, had a little bit of success, been on the back end of the roster, not a household name. Someone maybe we've never even heard of. We're like, I'm sorry, who plays for the Browns? What's his name?
Yeah.
Not familiar with him. You're like, oh, he had 290 yards last year. Better than the back end of the roster right now. Because I think that what we might be looking at, a pick swap in the seventh, a seventh rounder given up for it, but something that just improves the room so that for like a week, if Juju's not playing, for a week, if you know whoever's not available, you can cover yourself a little bit better as the season goes on than you can now. Because right now you can't cover it. Like, you just can't cover a single injury. You had to cover Juju Smith-Schuster's injury by signing by trading for DeAndre Hopkins. Otherwise, Gold, the leading receiver on the entire team, the entire team would have 300 receiving yards between everybody on the roster who's going to play on Sunday before they sign DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, come on. You can't go into a game like that, even against a bad team like the Raiders.
No, and we'll give our official game predictions here in about 20 minutes or so. Take your game predictions. How do you see this thing going out Sunday afternoon in terms of not only the result, but give me your performance of the game. Let us know, 913-586-7965. Also on X/Twitter, at CodyBTap, at Alex Gold. You can also hit us up on Instagram as well, as we've got, I think, the rest of the staff. Everybody's video. I think everybody put out their game predictions as well on there from the other guys at the station. I think Dusty's is up there, and Bob, they did their game predictions. And not only this morning, but if you want to check that out, you can see the video.
You can see Gold shirtless.
Partially sure. I mean, I'm shirtless, but, you know.
You kept it classy?
Upper chest, you know. I told you they should have done the funny, like, black bar, like, XX or whatever, like, that kind of stuff. So
you wanted that?
It would have been funny.
That would have looked very weird.
It would have. But no, it was just upper chest, you know? Upper chest stuff.
I don't know why.
Why is that funny? You wanted me standing up
nipples,
shirtless?
Man, it's fine.
I think I did the video properly. In the pool, shirtless. But I made sure there was no nipples, you know?
That way, keep it classy for social media.
That's right. I didn't want us getting our social. Could you imagine? They ban our social media account.
Why? Because of
you? It'd be hilarious. Yeah, the boss would love that.
You know, you could have shown a little chest hair.
You're obsessed about the chest hair thing. You know? You've been talking about the chest hair a lot, man.
I was just saying, like, you could have shown that for the video.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a normal thing to show.
Yeah.
That's all. No, I remember the one time we got on the air, man. Because I said, you're hairier than me, and you threatened to take your shirt off.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. That was in studio.
I think that was because I was making the wrong assumption that your back was hairy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You shave your chest?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
If I know I'm going to the pool or ocean or something, like, yeah. Like, absolutely. We had this conversation with our boss. Because remember Scott Parks, yeah, you were in the bullpen area. Scott Parks is like 6 months ago. Obviously, Scott Parks over at KMBZ. He was like, you need to shave your arms. This is what Scott Parks, and I go, no.
Shave your arms?
And Speck was like, yeah, no. And he's like, well, you would shave your chest? We're like, yeah, it's a little bit different. No, I'm not shaving my arms.
He kind of has a fair point.
What?
The only reason that shaving your arms...
Ryan, but you have a tattoo. It's a little bit different, Ryan. That's a little bit different. We'll talk to you in a little
bit. The only reason shaving
your
arms...
Calm down. Your radio debut is coming up in a little bit. Relax.
It makes sense if you're like a swimmer to shave your arms and legs.
Well, a lot of swimmers, obviously, they lose their hair, the chemicals in the pool. That's bad. It's not even that they're shaving. Some of them do, but some of it just happens.
Some of it is like their hair won't grow because of the chlorine.
Yeah.
True.
Someone says I'm more aerodynamic in the pool. That's why I do it. Yeah, that's right. That was my thought. That was my thought when
but
I came out.
But you can increase your aerodynamics by shaving your arms.
No, I'm good. That's never happening. I can promise you that. No, I have hairy legs and hairy
arms.
What if
a lady said?
Oh gosh, here we go.
What if she said she wanted you to shave your arms? You wouldn't do it? You wouldn't change yourself?
Are we married? Are we just dating?
You're in a serious relationship. You're engaged to be married. She was like, you ever thought about like trimming up some of this arm hair? Would you do it?
Probably not.
I think the first question would be...
It's arm hair. It's not like...
The first question I would ask is, have you been thinking about this the entire time that we've been together? Is this just something new that's popping up that you're randomly just asking me? Who knows how many years into the relationship, I guess, at that point.
Yeah. You think she's just been like stewing on it?
Been meaning to tell you for the last 9 months.
I'm just saying, if you're not willing to shave your arm hair for her, you should have very little comments about her own personal grooming.
Without getting too far down the rabbit hole on this one, excuse me, I think arm hair is a little bit different than some of the other things.
What about armpit hair?
Do I have armpit hair?
Can she have armpit hair?
No.
But do you see the problem here?
Do you not see the difference here?
This is associated.
We're not in Europe. All right, it's a little bit different. I live in the United States. You know?
This is a societal norm we're talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
What if she had hairy arms? Some women have hairier arms.
Some women do have hairier arms. I think, it just depends.
But you would never tell her to shave her arms.
No,
okay, that's, no. Okay, that would have been the better comparison.
Yeah.
You would never be like, hey, shave your arms.
Yeah.
So somebody's asking the
question. I wouldn't put it that way.
Somebody's asking the question of the hour, though. What if shaving your arm hair results in a greater chance of resulting in some pleasure?
Oh, man. Okay.
That has been saved.
Text line wants you to stop asking about Cody. Yeah, stay with the arms. Let's stay up.
Yeah, I mean, above the waist.
Let's stop there, my man.
We're discussing there.
Yeah. Thank you.
You shave your, you shave your face. You shave your chest. If you had back hair, you shave your back. I don't know why the arms are off limits.
It's different, man.
Like every,
it's different.
That's all.
I think,
I guess you wouldn't shave your legs either, but.
No, hell no.
You know?
No. No.
You said hell no. You said it so fast.
If you do get a tattoo, in fairness, you do get. You are shaved in that spot.
Gold's never getting a tattoo.
No.
Gold's never getting a tattoo.
No. Cody's got a tattoo bet back in
She's going undefeated. I have to get one. But Gold's never getting a tattoo.
No. See, hold on.
I know him too well at this point. There's a 0% chance.
For clarification
he's
again,
ever getting a tattoo.
It's regular season undefeated or it's whole season undefeated?
Whole season. Whole season. 20-0. Okay. We presume it would be 20-0. Yeah.
Well, actually, it would be 19-0. They'd have to buy if they win. Oh, no. 17-20. No.
To win the Super Bowl, it would be 20.
Yeah.
To get going, 20-0. 20 though. All right. Up next, we'll get to what's trending. We'll continue a Fan Club Friday. And as you guys can tell, who knows what the heck we're going to discuss in the final 25 minutes. Also, one of our listeners, a good friend of mine, going to step up on the microphone here. And he's been waiting for his debut. I have no idea what he's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I was about to say, that's next.
What's Trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Of course, number one is it's Red Friday in Kansas City. It's Red Friday here in Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino. We're hanging out throughout the entire weekend. We've got our big happy hour going on tonight, 7 to 9, if you're going to be in Vegas. Chance to win tickets to the game. Chance to win a day bed here at Stadium Swim. Also, chance just to get a free cocktail, right? That's all you got to do. RSVP, maybe
always good in Vegas.
Know someone that's going to be out here in Vegas. If you're not flying out yourself, let them know. And be sure to stop on by Circa one way or the other. It is an amazing place to watch some games, college football Saturday. But for the Chiefs, here they're 8.5-point favorites against the Raiders on Sunday. And tomorrow I'll be a full college football Saturday as well.
Next up on What's Trending, the World Series kicks off tonight. It'll be Jack Flaherty going for the Dodgers, Gerrit Cole going for the Yankees, who are a slight underdog heading into the matchup tonight. The series is viewed as mostly even across the board right now, with the Dodgers being maybe a slight favorite, depending on which area you look at. Mostly, I'm just disappointed it's Yankees-Dodgers. Man, come on. Couldn't be anyone else, Gold. I gotta watch Yankees-Dodgers, and it'll go seven games somehow, and then I'll talk myself into having to watch Game 7 because it's Game 7 of the World Series. The best version of all sporting events, right, where both teams went toe-to-toe. I'm obviously rooting for the Dodgers in this case. But, yes, Yankees and Dodgers World Series starts tonight.
Next up on What's Trending, some injury news in the NFL. Jaden Daniels practice for the Commanders. Obviously a good step in the right direction for them after not practicing earlier on in the week. Also, Christian Darrisaw, you mentioned this, Cody. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Vikings left tackle suffered a knee injury last night during Thursday Night Football. It's going to require season-ending surgery after an MRI revealed that. So that's a big blow. He also signed a contract. Now, good for him. Worth more than $100 million. So he at least has that guarantee. For the Vikings, it's really unfortunate in their situation. They've lost two in a row after their loss to the Rams yesterday.
Next up on What's Trending, Jason Kelce is in talks with ESPN to host a late night talk show.
Okay.
Like a, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, whatever type of show over on ESPN. The idea being that it would have more of a sports-centric focus, obviously, but that it would include the pop culture elements as well. I mean, Jason Kelce, like, of the two on the podcast, I think Jason Kelce might be better at it. I think Jason Kelce is a natural entertainer. Like, Travis is very good at it, but I think Jason Kelce might be one of the best people in the business at just being purely entertaining. So I understand why they do that. For him, he can just keep making these massive checks and keep himself busy.
I wonder if Travis gets better post-playing career. You know, it's very easy now for Jason also when he's not playing anymore. When Travis is not under the Chiefs umbrella anymore, whenever that day comes, I wonder if you'll see him become an even better,
even looser
personality. You know, I wonder if that'll be something that actually happens into the future. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. All right, so it's a Fan Club Friday from Las Vegas. We've got one of our listeners, a friend of mine, Ryan, who made the trip out to Vegas to support the show, support the Chiefs and all that. We've had a good couple days already. You've been asking for a very, very, very long time to join for a fan club. And I said, well, Vegas, this fits. We said, by the way,
we said
any listener in this hour that stops by will at least let you join us for fan club. So it was anybody else could have stopped by as well. And that applies for next year or whatever if we come back out here.
Future fan clubs are welcome to the fans.
You even showered, Ryan. That's not how nice of you. That's very nice. Ryan, what's going on, man?
How are we doing?
Well, here we go. There we go. Now we got you.
You got me?
You. Yep.
You got me? All right. Dude, I'm great. I barely made it.
Yeah, I mean, how late were you guys out last night?
If I'm honest, I'm not exactly sure. You might hear my voice a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like you had a good time last night.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was great. I made friends with a lady.
Did she ask you for money? That's not a friend.
I told her that I was not interested in paying for anything, so we just had a cordial conversation, and it was great.
About
was
her
great.
Future and aspirations?
Yeah, she wants to be a nurse. She wants to be a nurse, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, she's paying her way through nursing school, so it's great. Yeah.
Sounds like you had a nice time. How come you couldn't convince him to stay out late?
I don't know.
Because I have a job? Because I had to get up at 6 a.m. and work?
We went to dinner last night at, I think, 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
And you had green tea.
Yeah.
You had green tea for dinner. You didn't have a cocktail.
So, leaving out the details.
Green tea?
We were at an Asian restaurant. Okay.
I'm familiar. Leaving
out the details, Ryan. I figured this would happen, you know. We, after the show, stayed here at Stadium Swim, went downstairs. I had a couple more of those 32-ounce drinks.
Fantastic.
For 4 hours. And knowing I had to work and knowing that I still wanted to watch Thursday Night Football, yeah, I avoided alcohol at dinner.
You were kind of responsible, but I mean, it's 6 o'clock. You don't have to be on radio.
Sometimes you're too responsible, you know? People want you to let loose a little bit.
Look, hey, guys, we got about 20 minutes. I got 20 minutes left to work, okay?
I tell you what,
I got 20 minutes left to work.
I'm almost never responsible.
This is, by the way, let me be clear. This isn't work. I'm drinking. I'm doing sports talk radio from a pool in Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could have done that hungover.
I didn't want to feel like
that. I think that's Ryan's argument.
Yeah, I mean, I made it.
Ryan,
I mean,
also,
I also didn't have to make it at 8 a.m.
I also thought Ryan was about to fight somebody last night at the sports book, Cody. So we're watching hockey. We're watching hockey as his post Thursday Night Football and everything. And backstory, you lived in San Jose for a couple of years. Okay, so that's the backstory that was much is needed for this story. And there's a guy that...
Because you're a Sharks fan.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there's a guy that's a L.A. Kings fan. And they're not playing the Sharks, right?
But they
were playing the Sharks. And he had the over or whatever, and then you were like, oh, yeah, Kings fan or something. And then what happened?
He ridiculed me for my hairstyle.
He said, wow. Oh, he's like, I can tell you're a Sharks fan with that spiked hair or whatever of yours. And then Ryan stands up, and I thought we were about to have a fight for a second. Instead, you go, oh, that's what's up, man. I was like, what are you doing? You're all way too friendly for this guy that insulted you.
I do not need to be going to jail in Vegas.
To be clear, Alex does not have your back.
No, he doesn't.
If you get in a fight, he's not going to fight for you.
What proof of that do you have?
You've never been in a fight.
But that doesn't mean I don't have your back.
I'm just saying you're not going to get in a fight. You might say, hey, man, please don't fight.
Well, I'm not
going
to.
I don't think you're going to fight. Like, let's say he's got a friend. You're not going to fight
friend. I'm going to help him in terms of that the situation is diffused.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying,
I'm not going to start throwing punches with him.
That's what I mean.
I don't feel like going to jail. I also like my – go back to the job thing. I like my job.
You think you'd get fired for getting arrested in Las Vegas?
Yeah, on a work trip, yes.
I don't think you'd get fired.
I think you would.
Oh, you probably keep that one from the boss.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I mean, just say you were sick today. You know, he doesn't have to know.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. He's like, I'll cover for you.
Speck isn't working today. He wouldn't even know.
Wow, you listen to the show a lot, don't you?
I'm a big
boss
fan.
Was off. I appreciate that.
I'd cover for you. Be like, Alex didn't feel good, and then everyone would accuse you of being hungover, and we would just play like that was the thing.
Yeah.
And that would be way less bad than being arrested for being in a fight.
Man. Are you going to the happy hour tonight?
Absolutely. I got my RSVP. I can't wait to go. I'm gonna wear my Chiefs jersey. And
now, are you cancel if you win tickets? Are you canceling your flight? What are you doing? You're not because you're flying back before Sunday.
See, are they resellable though?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't. They didn't tell us.
They're not from us. It's from Circa. We're not handling the actual contest.
I might ask for a loan so I can stay an extra night at Circa because, you know, it's a great place.
I only have a king bed, my man. So sorry, the room's not an option for you.
There's
fine.
A Murphy bed.
Is there? Oh, I do have a couch.
There's a Murphy bed above that. I don't want to, break it, but I'm just telling you. There's a Murphy bed above that. Like, I mean, there's a place to sleep in Alex's room.
We can figure it out.
Yeah.
That's what we would do. We would figure it out. We would go and then get the red eye back time.
You sleep, you know, head to toe. You got to be on the opposite
I don't want
to
put this man's business out there too much, but I don't want
to. Oh, here we go.
I don't. Based, I talked to other
here we
friend,
go.
Our other friend.
This is the risk of coming on the air.
Yeah. our other friend that is with you.
Yeah.
I don't think I would sleep very well. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm not a quiet sleeper.
No.
Oh, he snores?
Bad.
It sounds like you're
bad.
Worried that
you might be dying.
Yeah, I probably die a few times through the course of the night where I just have to gasp for air.
It sounds like you should get a CPAP machine.
No, it's in the works, kind of.
I don't want to say for sure, but it seems like you might need that.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. But hey, I'm still here. We're living it up in Vegas.
Hell yeah, we are. Oh yeah, we are.
This cocktail that I've been hammering.
The text line says Alex's room is unavailable. The tour guide.
Oh god. Ryan missed that maybe earlier.
Oh yeah. What was that?
You know how I was out here in March.
Yeah.
And I went to the Grand Canyon, and I went on a tour.
Right.
At the end of the tour guide said, "Hey, do you?" She goes, "Do you have an Instagram?" I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Okay, I'll add you," and she did. And then we've obviously been promoting our trip out here for weeks.
Sure.
She messaged and said, "Oh, are you going to be? Looks like you're going to be doing your shows from Circa. I might have to stop by." And Cody, I told Cody about it, and it got brought up today on the show. And of course, Drew, you know Drew, our producer,
right,
who's back in KC, made a very awkward comment. Drew, can you play it for Ryan, please? Maybe.
It's loading. Just give me a second. It's taking a longer. Give me 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Uh-huh. First off, I had said, if somebody who knows you live out of town, who you met once, reaches out to you and says, I see you're going to be in town, it is clear to me that there is at least the possibility of sex. Like, that's on the table, is what I said. This is how Drew put it.
There's a greater chance that it does result in some pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
That's why.
I was trying to be polite.
That's why you went to bed early last night.
Why?
To get some pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Double dipping. Yeah.
That's what it was.
All right.
Yeah. No, I crashed out pretty quick last night.
You said you fell asleep early.
I was bad early. I knew.
Day drinking in a pool, dude.
Yeah, I knew that if I can get to the end of the show today, then whatever happens, you know?
Hey, these massive drinks, they'll get you there.
Oh, my. 32 ounces. They're not messing around on those.
No, you.
That's why I'm just going high noon right now.
I mean, I've slugged one in, 30 minutes?
Get after it. I mean, calms the nerves going on the radio, doesn't
Vegas,
it?
Vegas, baby. Yeah, hey, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
I bet you are.
Your guys' friendship is based in a local watering hole, is that right?
Yeah, happened to be at a local bar, 2 years, 3 years ago?
It's been a while now.
Something like that. And I was watching, it was a college basketball game, and spoiler, I had a bet on a game, and so he heard me cheering.
That doesn't sound right.
You were cheering for Duke.
Yeah, and you're like, why are you cheering for Duke? And I had to explain that I hate Duke, but I had money on Duke. And then we started talking, and then he's like, oh, and then he finds out he listens to the station. And now there's a group of us that all know each other from there at the local bar. And, yeah, I've known him since. He's a big sports fan and good guy.
I'm gonna give a shout-out to all my friends
there
from that local watering hole that are listening
you
right
can,
now.
Yeah, just say it. Just say it.
You bullpen?
I can't say it. You can say it.
Yeah, all the boys in bullpen and all my friends. I got a lot of people listening. I let them know
there
that I was going to be on air because I've been trying to do this for a long time to get on to formerly 610, Club 610. Now we're the fan club.
I'm still – it was Club Fantastic for a minute. Please do not erase its history, okay? It has a past.
You might want to, though.
Fan club, Club 610.
Two-week history.
The bus was the best thing. What's that?
I said it was a two-week history.
We all realized after we said it out loud a few times on air, we're like, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah. It's just some part, but Club 610 was better. That was the best name. We should have just kept it for nostalgia. Let's go back. Retro.
One other thing, since you're with us today, let me ask you. You used to be a bartender, so I want to ask how you would have handled this situation.
Okay.
So yesterday, we're in the sports book. Ryan and our buddy Miller went to go get another beer. Miller brings the beer back. Ryan takes a sip and says, this is warm. I feel the outside of the glass. It's cold. It's like it's warm. He's like, I'm going back to the bar to get another beer. And I'm just asking you, in this setting, in Vegas and all of that, are you just not, just drink the, it wasn't warm.
You didn't try it. You just felt the outside of the glass.
Would
you, of course
what
it's
would your reaction
cold.
Of it?
So the glass could have been chill.
He went back,
and the
to,
beer
the,
itself
he went back to the bar to get a brand new beer.
Okay, first off, I think the level in which you pay for something changes your ability to demand it. So, like, I go to McDonald's and they left the pickles on the sandwich. Tough! Eat it! You paid $2 for it. This is life. I think if you're at a steakhouse and you order a $125 steak and it's medium and you said medium rare, send it back.
Of course.
Like, so the beer,
it was Vegas.
I'm sure it was a
Bud Light.
Yeah, but I bet it was
It doesn't matter that it's a Bud Light. It doesn't matter that it's a Bud Light. It could be anything, but it's still a $17 beer.
Yeah.
And it was warm.
I think if it's, fine.
And I took it back. And
if you were polite.
I
you were polite? Very,
of course.
Hey, I'm really sorry. Course. This is kind of warm.
I thought, I'm not.
I can't verify that, you know? I can't verify if he was polite or not.
You were sitting drinking your green tea. It's fine. So
No. I had a Coors Light at this time.
Was it like a warm green tea, too?
Yeah, of course it was.
It was hot. It was hot.
At an Asian restaurant. It's on the menu for a reason. We've had a big debate. Apparently, things on the menu are not allowed to be ordered between the two of us.
No, that's not it.
No, hold
on. Anyway.
So we went to the
Asian
restaurant.
I'm just surprised you're a green tea guy.
Yeah.
We went to the Asian restaurant the night before as well, actually.
And
guess what I had? I had a sake bomb. You can still have Asian things at... That's not green tea. Yeah. I had a sake bomb. It was delicious.
Yes.
And then I had a Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Not quite on menu.
Right, yeah.
But I think it's okay to send it back.
Yeah, but
almost never send anything back, though. You have to know that, like, very rarely. For me, when people brought stuff back, just as long as they were cool about it, I was fine. And look, there was all the tricks. The one that you would get the most that annoys you is, hey, this drink is weak. And you're like, I was a pretty heavy hand when I was a bartender. I'm like, weak? Nothing. You want to know how you cheat that? You're like, oh, terribly sorry. So you just pour it down the straw. You pour the vodka down the straw. It's the simplest. You're like, oh, look, all magical. The problem's fixed. I pour like a little taste of vodka down the straw, and then you go on about your merry way. Yeah. We all live our lives.
All right, it is time, though, for our game predictions here on 96.5 Fan.
Of course, our game predictions are brought to you by Volkswagen Lee Summit, where you can choose from several great, incredible deals over there, including 0% APR for up to 60 months on any loan. I hope we do not have the same pick this week. I went
Chiefs.
Well,
spoiler, I'm picking the Chiefs as well.
Same. I've gotten really close. I told you 2 weeks in a row to pick him to lose. Chose him to win both times. There's no chance I'm picking him to lose this game. I think they win 24-10. I still don't think the offense is going to be like gangbusters. Max Crosby can disrupt that. I think they'll have some drive stall out because of that. But I mean, how the hell are the Raiders getting points?
Yeah.
Someone tell me how they're getting points. So I got them at 24-10.
Yeah, that's the issue. I obviously have the Chiefs winning. 28-17 is where I'm at. Here at Circa, that would be a cover. At other books, it would not be a cover, actually. I'm with you that I don't think the Chiefs offense suddenly is going to blow up and have a huge day. I think they are getting a defensive or special teams touchdown against the Raiders. I think Gardner Minshew is going to throw an interception, guys. And I don't know if it'll be Trent McDuffie getting his first in his career.
I want him to get one.
That'd
so
be awesome. I think it's a strip sack fumble for a touchdown or an interception for a touchdown for this Chiefs defense, 28-17.
You can give your pick. You're here.
Yeah, well, sure. I agree. I don't think the offense lights it up just because they got D-Hop now. I think they're still going to do the kind of short routes, and Mahomes gets around probably 200 yards still. But
okay.
But I agree. I think it's probably going to be a 21-24, 14, somewhere around there, probably a 10-point
okay.
victory.
24-14.
Drew, what do you got?
Similar to you, Cody. I have 14 points, but I have 27-13. Chiefs get the win comfortably.
Like, we all think, I mean, of course, it's good.
It really is. Like, you said it. Where is the offense coming from for the Raiders? They're going
Chiefs
up against...
Chiefs already have one of the best defenses.
Yeah, they're going up against this great defense. Outside of Brock Bowers, I mean, Jacoby Myers was questionable. I don't remember if he's playing or not. That receiver room without Devontae Adams, and it's Gardner Minshew at quarterback. He's good for one crazy play a game, and then he's going to screw up. They're going to have a long drive where they move the ball, and then he's going to try to make one play too many in the red zone that's just not there, and he's going to throw a pick.
I honestly think to get to 20 points, Brock Bowers would have to have 150, 160 plus yards receiving. Like, it is their only weapon. They have no running game. They can't block Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Jacoby, I mean, he only started practicing this week, as a reminder. He was also dinged up. Their number one wide receiver left after Adams left was dinged up. It's just not a good team. And if you're that bad of a team, it's hard to imagine that you're going to do something against the number one defense or the number five in scoring defense in the NFL.
Let's get our final D-Hop prediction, though. It's his
okay,
first
sure.
His first game as a member of the Chiefs. We know he's wearing number 8. Andy was asked, you know, is he going to play and stuff, and Andy yesterday was like, why wait? I totally agree. I'm going to go 4 catches, 51 yards.
Four catches 50. You went up a little bit, I think, from earlier.
Yeah, it's the alcohol.
Yeah, that's probably it. I think 5 for 50, but a touchdown.
About a touchdown.
About a touchdown.
All right.
It's in the end zone.
I'm kind of with you, both of you guys. 4 to 5 catches. I think that's probably pretty reasonable. They probably have, 6 or 7 plays drawn up for them. So I agree. Probably 4 to 5 catches. Get him used to the offense, and hopefully we can get an end zone touchdown for him.
Feels right.
Text line. Says D-Hop's going for 80 and a tutty.
Woo!
Man.
I give us something to talk about for sure.
Oh, that would be a huge step forward for this offense. They're getting a receiver that's capable of that.
Is Brandy playing, Drew?
I think it is. I couldn't hear it,
yes,
but I think it is.
I was trying to turn it up. I didn't want to take it. I don't want to just play too loud.
You're good.
Yes,
you're good. Appreciate everybody for hanging out, listening this week. Hope to see you tonight at our happy hour event. We're back live in KC on Monday right here on 96.5 The Fan.